Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. From the time he was little, Robert Schumann knew that he wanted to write. The only question was whether to write words or music. Schumann's father was an author and book dealer in the German town of Zwickau, which is where Robert Schumann was born in 1810. Schumann grew up surrounded by books, which he loved, but he also loved music. As a kid, he took piano, flute, and cello lessons, and he started composing. When he was a teenager, Schumann put out his first book of poems and essays. Schumann still wasn't quite sure what he wanted to be when he grew up, but clearly, lawyer was not at the top of the list. Even though he studied law at the University of Leipzig, he almost never went to class. But in Leipzig, he took piano lessons with a teacher named Friedrich Wieck, and that changed his life. Schumann practiced very hard, maybe even too hard. He attached a mechanical contraption to one of his fingers, trying to stretch it. Instead, Schumann did damage to his hand, which finished off his piano career for good. It didn't matter that much to Friedrich Wieck that Schumann wouldn't have a great career as a pianist, because the only one of his students Wieck was really interested in was his daughter, Clara. Robert Schumann became pretty interested in Clara, too, but in a different way. In spite of the fact that she was 9 years younger than he was, Robert Schumann and Clara Wieck fell in love.
Meine Seele, meine Herz, du meine Form.
On her 18th birthday, he proposed, but Clara's father refused to let them get married. It wasn't until years later, after taking Clara's father to court, that Robert and Clara Schumann's wedding finally took place. That was in 1840, which became Robert Schumann's Year of Song. In that 1 year, he wrote well over 100 of them. The German word for this kind of songs is Lieder. In English, we sometimes call them art songs. They're the ultimate combination of music and poetry. In other words, a perfect fit for Schumann. After the Year of Song, Schumann went off on a couple of other musical binges. The next year, he worked on 3 out of his 4 numbered symphonies. The year after that was Schumann's year for chamber music, compositions for small groups of instruments meant to be played in private homes or small concert settings. Schumann did become a writer as well as a composer. He was a well-known music journalist who told everyone that Johannes Brahms and Frédéric Chopin were great musical geniuses. And even though Robert Schumann didn't become a concert pianist, there was still a famous pianist in the house, Clara Schumann. She gave the first performance of all Robert's keyboard music, including his piano concerto. When one of the Schumann's daughters turned 7, her birthday present from her father was a small set of piano pieces. Later, he added to it and published it as his album for the young. That's The Happy Farmer, one of the pieces from Robert Schumann's album for the young. Next week on Classics for Kids, the other famous Schumann, Clara. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for The Life of Clara Schumann next time on Classics for Kids.